Hi, and welcome to the Small Piper podcast number 5. And this week, as promised, it again is a pipe tune. I've recorded it as A, but instead of re-recording it as D, because I added so many extra different parts to it, I've decided to use the program Amadeus to just raise the pitch up to D, so the D isn't live, and I hope that it sounds all right. If there's any speaking on it, then it'll be sounding a bit squeaky. And I decided not to use any GarageBand effect at all this week because I figured actually it had got a little bit out of hand with using the drum beats. There kind of really was no taste there at all whatsoever. So I do apologise about that, and thank you for reminding me that it really wasn't tasteful to use the drum loops in that way. So this tune that I'm going to play for you this week is called The Race to Home, and I named it after a journey home that I had, in fact, last week, a week ago, where I was coming from the north of Sweden back home to England, and my sister was going from the north of Sweden to the middle bit of Sweden, and my mum was going from the south of Sweden to back to England again, and we all kind of set off at roughly about the same time, and ended up arriving home in our different homes about sort of within 10 minutes of each other, which was kind of amusing when we'd travelled so many different distances and to different places, and we all arrived home at roughly the same time. So this is called The Race to Home. And I hope it's okay for you. And in case you're wondering, I'm playing all the parts that you can hear in this particular rendition of it. One, two. Okay, and now let's go through it nice and steadily, nice and slowly. So here is the first part. One, two. And again, one, two. So that's the first part, and don't forget that the dots are on the website, so if you tried to learn that by ear and you realised that actually you'd quite like the dots are on the website as well. So here is the second half. One, two. And once more, one, two. So that's all of it, and now I shall play it all the way through once. But with repeats. One, two. So I hope that's okay. And I know that I have, I've been having problems with my pitch recently. So I'm actually on the slightly flat side of in tune. I am sat here with the tuner and I'm trying to keep it in tune as possible. But so if you're wondering, you know, want to maybe just ease off the pressure on the bag if you find that you're a little bit sharper than me, and I'm trying to keep as sharp as I can. Now, I know that these aren't perfect, but I'm kind of under a time constraint when I do these, because I've got sort of lots of other things to do as well. But I hope that that's okay, and I hope that the accompaniment is okay as well. I know that I said on the blog that I was going to ask Johnny to accompany me, but he's out playing badminton tonight, so I thought, right, I'll just quickly scribble down some parts. And so I wrote down a bass part and I improvised a flute part, and I hope that that's all right. A part of the reason that I think that the accompaniment is important is after the first podcast, someone said that it would be nice to have a version to play along with. And I don't really want to play the tune whilst you're playing the tune with it, but you still need something to give you good rhythm and to make it feel like you're performing as well. So that's why I've done the accompaniment. And I try and keep the accompaniment quite rhythmic so that you can keep in time with it, which is partly why I ended up putting the drums in last week, because I couldn't, it was a three-part flute tune, I couldn't get the loops to do an accompaniment. The whole thing was the accompaniment, but I still wanted something to give rhythm, and the drum seemed like the ideal solution. But obviously it may have given rhythm but wasn't tasteful, so it was a very bad decision to make. So this week, no loops, just me playing, and I hope that that's okay. So here is the version for you to play, and this is The Race to Home, where you are the tune. 1, 2...
Thank you.
So that's that for this week. I hope that if you're listening to the D version, that it sounded okay, because I just took the A version and transposed it using a program, which will have made my voice a little bit squeaky in the count-ins, but at least it would have given the pitch. So I hope that's okay for you guys in D. And I'll see you again next week with another pipe tune. That's all for now. Bye.